Maud grunted and opened his thick fingers. The wind took the plate, flipping it over as it fell. A handful of beans sprayed back at them as the food tumbled out of sight. The turnkey laughed, his gut shaking like a bowl of pudding. Tyrion felt a pang of rage. "You fucking son of a pux-ridden ass," he spat. "I hope you die of a bloody flux." For that, Maud gave him a kick, driving a steel-toed boot hard into Tyrion's ribs on the way out. "I take it back," he gasped as he doubled over on the straw. "I'll kill you myself, I swear it." The heavy iron-bound door slammed shut. Tyrion heard the rattle of keys. For a small man, he had been cursed with a dangerously big mouth, he reflected, as he crawled back to the corner of what the Aerons laughably called their dungeon. He huddled beneath a thin blanket that was his only bedding, staring out at a blaze of empty blue sky and distant mountains that seemed to go on forever, wishing he still had the shadow-skin cloak he'd won from Marillion at dice, after the singer had stolen it off the body of the brigand chief. The skin had smelt of blood and mould, but it was warm and thick. Maud had taken it the moment he laid eyes on it. The wind tugged at his blanket with gusts sharp as talons. His cell was miserably small, even for a dwarf. Not 5 feet away, where a wall ought to have been, where a wall would be in a proper dungeon, the floor ended and the sky began. He had plenty of fresh air and sunshine, and the moon and stars by night, but Tyrion would have traded it all in an instant for the dankest, gloomiest pit in the bowels of Casterly Rock.